some people will probably be happy with what I'm about to tell you. And that's a little weird, but whatever. You know, par for the course with your old pal Eric Zane. But I injured myself yesterday, and I cut my foot quite badly with a chainsaw. Yes, that is true. And I can barely walk, and I am not going to be able to run. And I'm very, very disappointed about that. I have the details for you, and they are not fun. Oh, my God. There is a vagina on my foot, on the bottom of my foot. Holy cow. I won't be doing anything for quite some time. I am so damn lucky, though, that there isn't any major long-lasting damage. I will be fine. But this is a par for the course. This is like me becoming my father. As you know, my father has a long, rich history with injuries. And when you, I mean, this is remarkably stupid. And all your questions will be answered. I see there's already all sorts of them. I'm going to give you all the details. Like, for example, how did that happen? That's coming. Did you need stitches? That information's coming. The comment, Eric is morphing into meathead in front of our eyes. Yes. How did you cut the bottom of your foot with the damn chainsaw? What kind of footwear did you have on? These are all excellent questions. Did you call 911? Do you have the shoe to show us? I do, but I'll have to, if I have to take a pee, I'll go grab it. Or I could show it to you on the Patreon. Wow. So I have all of those things. Tyler says, if Eric called 911, it was only to notify them that he was speeding to the hospital. Yeah, but what time did you call 911? Amanda says, all right, everybody, sit back. It's story time. You're damn right, lady. You are damn right. All right. Let me get to this. I had all of the equipment on that I should have been wearing. I had my pants that are designed to keep you from actually injuring yourself. They're chaps. They're orange. Tyler says, will we see the foot? Picks or it didn't happen. Oh, of course. It's all bandaged up. I'll show you that. Don't worry. It's coming. Be patient, my friends. All will be revealed. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. So I had the pants on. I had the helmet with the ear protection and the visor over my face. I had a sinking feeling, though, that ladder, bad idea. This, by the way, this could have been so much worse. Crocs. Footwear. Crocs. All right. I would like to think that because it's a chainsaw and they're vicious, that it wouldn't really have mattered what I was wearing. Now, I have a pair of boots, but I don't even think that the boots would have mattered, to be perfectly honest with you. And the Croc did serve its purpose. It actually protected me quite a bit. But so I'm not even sure that, and because my foot doesn't fit right snug in the Croc, you know, there's always a little wiggle room between the the croc in the foot, you know? If my foot had been in a shoe snug with it, it may actually have done more damage. It might have been a wash. I'm just telling you that if I did have a chance to do it differently again, I think what I should do is I should actually purchase, okay, some like metal shoes or something. And I don't even know if they have anything like that. My point in all of this is I don't even know if it would have mattered. Okay. Let's back up. I've had my eye on this tree in my on my property here at the house for quite some time. It's just getting too big, and like, you know, I either want to trim this down dramatically or just get rid of it altogether. It's way past its prime. It needs to be it's a metaphor of the audience. Back when I got rid of all of the group formerly known as Zaniacs, or when they left, that needs to happen to the tree. It needed to be trimmed back dramatically. It's affecting things. So the audience that left, they are the tree. Okay? Now, they're happy because of the tree, I was injured. So now on this tree, there's all these little like berries on it, which kind of weigh it down on the ends of it. And by the way, the question or the comment, the race is coming up. I will not be racing. I can barely walk. There is no racing. My foot is badly damaged, but not so damaged that, it'll affect me long term. Anyway. So now I'm going to go up like midway to this branch and cut it off. And so I'm thinking I'm going to go and climb quite a ways up. And this is a mistake. Anytime you are on a ladder with a chainsaw, you have made a mistake. And the hairs were going up on the back of my neck as I was headed up the ladder. I pulled and I got it started, and I climb halfway up the ladder, and then I go, I just don't feel comfortable with this. So now what I should have done was then said, anything involving the ladder and this chainsaw is a bad idea. Just have someone do this for you. So I shut it off. And then pushed that voice back, and I moved to a different spot. Where I wasn't so high up in the air. So I'm literally a foot and a half in the air in my final spot before I started to cut this branch. Now, instead of cutting the branch like at the halfway point, I'm closer to the ground. I'm in an awkward position, but I'm cutting the base of this branch. It's a big-ass branch. Needs to go. All right. Now, remember I told you that this branch was weighed down by all these berries and shit. I mean, it adds to a significant amount of weight on the, because there's so many of them. This tree's an asshole. It's a mess. I don't know what's wrong with people when they put these fucking things into the front of their houses however many years ago. The guy who lived here before me. Can't you, like, look and see what this tree is going to be like? You see what it sheds? It's all these little fucking dense little berries that are just ridiculous. And it's an ugly tree. What the fuck? So I'm cutting the branch, all right? And all of that weight, as I get halfway through that branch, it snaps it. In an instant, that thing breaks. No big deal. I'm not going to get hit by the branch. But because of the suddenness of the breaking, and when it broke, it jarred the saw. Okay, so the saw is cutting. All of a sudden, the saw gets knocked up. All right. Now, I'm holding the saw awkwardly. I got my right hand is trigger, left hand on the bar on top. All right. There's another branch that hand holding bar on top hits. I let go. Now I've got the saw with one hand. My finger is off the trigger. So the blade is slow. The chain is slowing down, but it's still spinning. My hand swings down like a pendulum. Blade still spinning, hits the right side of my right croc. The blade stops because it's slowing down. It cuts well into the croc, well into my foot. Now, me just saying that gives me a horrible feeling of lowering my blood pressure. I don't do well when my own body or something in real time, like if Diana's leg were to fall off, I wouldn't do well with that at all. Put a pin in that, as they say. Put a pin in that. I'm going to come back to that part of the story. So I have now hurt my foot. I have cut my foot. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Saw off, step down, saw down. Look at the croc. Croc's bad gash in it. Pull my foot out. It hasn't started to bleed yet, but it is badly cut. Badly. Deep, horrible cut. And I limp over to the into the garage. Diana, I need your help. She goes, what? I go, I badly cut my foot, and we need to go to the hospital right now. She's just looking at me. She's in shock. I go, please get my keys to the truck. We're going to leave. Very calm. There's a towel right there. I immediately put direct pressure on it. To get to the truck, though, I'm leaving blood behind me. It's like a murder scene. Plenty of blood, okay? And it's ugly. And honestly, I have to be careful how to describe this to you. Put a pin in that. That's a second pin. There's two pins coming up. Now, if this story just ended with, I went to the hospital and got stitched up, wouldn't occupy too much of my time here. And then that would kind of be it. But there's more to this. There's a couple more layers to this story. But just know that, the foot is, it's going to take a little while. I can barely walk it. When I walk now, I have to curl my toes and put pressure when I step only on the heel and my big toe. And I am able to ambulate to some degree, but I can't put any pressure on the spot. And so the question, how did you get a gash on the bottom of your foot? Well, it isn't really on the bottom of the foot. It's on the side, but it cut in quite a bit of the foot. All right. I don't know how many stitches I got. I didn't look. I would say 10, 12, something like that. Inside, outside, stitched me back up, good as new. Found out while the doctor was working on your old pal Eric Zane that she's having a conversation with us after she's numbed up the foot. And we find out, she goes, yeah, and she describes that she has loved ones that live like right around the corner from where I live. Like, I pass by the house, and it turns out that she goes, oh, yeah, my stepkids live there. And I go, now my brain was not working that great at that. I go, stepkids, so that means, she goes, yeah, I'm married to the woman that lives. I'm married to the ex-husband of the woman that lives in that house. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. So I said to Dan, I go, I'm not going to mention to our neighbor that this happened because probably, you know, sometimes people get pissed off about that. Stories about the woman that the ex-husband is married to. Okay. So there's a lot more to this story that I'm going to get to in just a bit. But this is like an old trick, and I apologize. But I actually don't have a ton of content to talk about today. I was a little bit preoccupied. So I wasn't able to get as many stories that I like to focus on any given show. So what I'm going to do, I'm breaking this story up in half. So if you are on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube getting any of this, it's going to happen live, the rest of it, on Twitch in just a couple of moments. So you must go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Give yourself a little username there and hit the follow button, and you can check out the rest of the story. I suggest you go now because I'm going to finish it in a second. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live for the back half of EZ versus Chainsaw. And as always, if that's too much to ask, or you've got something going on, don't want to do it, perhaps you're driving, as soon as I'm done with this show, I will make the audio podcast available wherever you download shows. Just search Eric Zane Show Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even go to my website if you want. But just to recap, yes, a chainsaw cut my foot. No long-term damage. I am hurt, and I unfortunately will not be able to run. And you're like, well, what are we going to do now? Those people had bets. Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait 53 weeks. If Mike Ball is up for it in 1 year, and that gives him an out, because I know Mike is not in the best of health right now, I will be able to run in a year. In fact, I should probably bring him in to tell him that we've got the weekend off. And that does kind of make me sad, because I have put in a lot of work for it. All of your bets that you made, if you did make a bet, will be honored next year. So it's kind of like you've got a credit. Thank you for donating to the AT Children's Project. Let me bring Mike in here. Hopefully he's free. I don't know if he will be, though. You know how it is. Live phone calls, live show.
What's up, dummy?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I learned something yesterday.
Can't wait for what this is.
So, yeah, I'm going to leave ladders and chainsaws alone. I mean, I'll still use a chainsaw, just not on a ladder.
Okay. Didn't you learn that from your dad?
I did, but I guess I had to have it happen to me. Everybody's going to tell me that. So we have Sunday off.
Okay.
I cannot run.
So what are we going to do here?
Well, you know, I outside of the massive donation that you made, thank you very much. You know, I had probably a dozen and a half people that had donated to the AT Children's Project. The best thing I can come up with is they all count just next year. They won't, you know, I would honor their bets next year.
Okay.
That's the best I can come up with. Or I can just have a random drawing.
Yeah. I racked my brain. I can't think of anything. Yeah. I don't know.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, but I can barely walk. It's ridiculous. So, you know, hopefully this will give you a little time to recover too, because I know you've been kind of ailing. And, but at the same time, I feel bad, you know?
Yeah. I really liked your chances this year. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, if this will give you time to do a legit recovery, get nursed back to health, and then we'll see where this takes us next year, I guess. I mean, I can't really think of anything else to do other than a random drawing, which I would then keep encouraging people to do it. And then we just kind of pull a name. But that kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. You kind of have to have a...
Yeah.
So, something to be fighting for.
Right, anyway. Right. But, I felt you were, by the way, I told no one of this outside of my immediate family other than you. I'll get to the details as to what happened. I haven't even discussed what happened on the rest of the story after the initial injury. But I'm like, text Mike Ball. Tell him what's up. So...
Yeah, I saw the pictures and I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, it was a humdinger, wasn't it?
Yeah, not good.
I haven't seen it.
Did your wife tell you my text back to her?
But I guess you called me a dummy or something like that?
Nah, just, yeah. I just asked how long before I could rip on your dumb ass, and she said right now.
Right now. So. Absolutely right now. Absolutely yeah. right now. I've gotten to a point where my kids, my oldest is Jim, and he's 27, and he goes, Dad, I know you had this talk with your father, but I think, honestly, we need to talk. He actually talked to me like I'm a dementia patient. I mean, I had this discussion with my dad when he was in his 80s. I'm only 52, and he had the same talk with me.
Gotta start taking away your power tools.
Exactly. Exactly. Shit, man.
No more sharp objects around you.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, that's it, buddy. Thank you for being understanding.
Hi, man.
All right. See
you. Heal up.
Yep. Shit. Mike Ball. Very nice man. Very sweet. Oops. Okay. So, audience members on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I'm going to kick you all to the curb. It's going to be enough of you. Check it out on Twitch for the rest of it, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this. And then you pay us this and you go, oh yeah. And then like you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says, $15 a month. When you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer, and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. Mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. Mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Twitter brought to you by Blue Frost IT. YouTube brought to you by My Policy Shop Insurance. You can, as always, reach out to me via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. On the Shoreliner Striping Inbox. I love this. This is funny. Rig625 writes, have a BJ contest. First one to finish loses. Oh, Jesus. By the way, Rig625, your joke is kind of ruined because you're spelling the word loses with two O's. There's a real problem in our society these days. It's the way you wrote it, it reads as looses. Now Eric will sit with the NFK and eat sugar cereal. All right. Now, the crazy part of this story is yet to come. This is so nutty. Diana gets in the truck. She's driving. I'm just direct pressuring. I'm doing okay. We head over to the hospital here in beautiful Zeeland, Michigan. It's a great hospital. And she pulls up to the emergency room. She runs in, gets me a wheelchair. I sit in the wheelchair. She wheels me in, talk to the lady at the desk, gets me right in. Triage nurse comes right out. She knows I'm having this type of injury, and she gets me right in there. Now, I am not kidding you that me describing the story makes me a little concerned, and I have to be careful in what I say about this story because I may cause myself a problem right here, right now. And I don't want to tip off what that problem is, but just know that I've got to be careful when I'm telling you this damn story. However, if I'm not careful, something fantastic may happen, I guess. No, I don't think it would be fantastic. I think it could be terrible. Seated there, I'm in some discomfort. She's like, "Oh, what do you describe your pain as?" She pulls, I'm in the triage room now, Diana's sitting right there. I go, 6, 7 out of 10. Okay. She takes a peeky, and she sees what she needs to see. And she goes, "Oh, yeah. Okay. All right." She goes, "Okay, I got to take your temperature." Takes my temperature. At this point, my problems are starting to begin, but I'm not yet aware. Then she says something that puts it into high gear. And I don't even want to say it. Cut to the bone was what did it. Now, what I remember at this point is saying, can you avoid saying things like that? Can you ease up on any descriptors going forward? By the way, I'm okay. And that's the last graphic thing I'm going to say. I feel like you guys when I show you a graphic muppety flippity leg break from a football game. And Diana is looking at me and she's like, "Yeah, he doesn't do well with that stuff." The triage nurse kind of looks at me and I'm starting to breathe a little shallower. And she sees, and Diana goes, "Boy, you're sweating." And then the nurse notices that. She goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, Yeah. I don't know. I feel nauseous. And I started to feel like I was going to throw up. My scope of vision now is becoming narrow. Like I notice, like if I'm looking at this camera right now, I see my whole field of view. But if I were to go back in time, it would be getting shadowy around my field of vision. And she goes, "Okay." And I hear, "He's vagaling." I go, "Huh? He's vagaling." And she hits a button, and she goes, "Eric, put your head back." So my head goes back. I'm like this. I do remember this. "He's vagaling, stat! He's vagaling!" My eyes are still okay. I can still see. I still remember this. The last thing I recall, several women running into the room. Some wearing red, one woman all black. The woman in all black was the woman who, it was the doctor, the emergency room doctor. So I've got all these nurses have rushed in and the doctor. That is what I recall. Time passes, and I'm waking up, and I'm on my back, and I'm being wheeled through the hospital and everyone's screaming. And I'm hearing orders barking out about something. And I hear Diana crying. I'm like, what the fuck happened to me? Kenny writes, Vagaline? Aha. I actually knew what that was when she said it. Vasovagal syncope. That is, someone had guessed it earlier, oh no, you Freebeard. That is exactly what would happen to Freebeard. Vasovagal syncope. It's a sudden loss in blood pressure. And when it drops, your what do you call it? Blood vessels that go to your brain, carotid, whatever, they expand. They get larger, which decreases the blood flow velocity to your brain, which means you're getting less oxygen to your brain. You're going to sleep. And if you don't lay down when you're in vasovagal syncope, your body will lay you down. And then the second you lay down, the blood has an easier time because it isn't competing with gravity nearly as much. And the blood then goes to your brain and you will wake up. So I'm out. Now, from what I understand, I'm white, sweating profusely like it's running off my face, like turning on a faucet. Diane's freaking out, and I don't know. And I guess they're like, buddy, wake up, wake up. All right. So they lift me out of this fucking chair, and they lay me down, and they're rushing me into a room now. It's at about this time, and I was unconscious for a period of time, and I guess maybe a minute or two passes. And the next thing I know, I'm seeing the room. They're rushing me down the hallway, and I'm laying down. I'm like, what the fuck? And I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what had happened. I didn't know I had hurt myself. All of that has vanished from my brain. And that several seconds later, I'm like realizing, holy shit, I passed out. Motherfuck. So then I'm figuring out what happened, but I didn't know where I was. And I just hear people screaming. They get me into this room, and they ripped my shirt off. It was so hot. All of these women are just manhandling me. I was so turned on. Hot chick's ripping my shirt off. The hot doc starts running an IV on me. So she very quickly puts an IV, and they start putting fluids into me. They put the leads all over me to monitor my heart. It was so sexy. And then I hear Diana crying. I'm like, oh, Diana, she's watching it all go down. This is so hot. And then I go, honey, it's okay. I'm like, it's okay. I like trying to reassure her because I'm now coming around and coming out of it. I have completely, completely lost it and passed out. And I'll say this. As much as I'm not exactly a pal of the Free Beer and Hot Wing show, I will say that I now know what Greg would go through. And I feel very, very bad about ever making fun of him about that. That is no joke. And he would always say, God, I got to lay down, because he would know that he's about to pass out. And that's what you're supposed to do. When you feel it coming on, they say, get on the ground as fast as you can and lay down, because otherwise you could fall and hurt yourself badly and get a brain bleed and all that shit. So, boy, I feel bad about ever picking on that poor dude for having that happen. That is exactly what happened to me. Oh, my God. That was legit. And so I'm like, fuck me. What the fuck just happened? I have never passed out ever in my life, ever. That was the strangest thing that has ever occurred. And so when I started coming around, like, I all of a sudden I hear, there he is, there he is. And I'm like, what? So bizarre. And I've cornered Diane a couple of times since we've gotten home. And I was like, can you take me through how that all unfolded? How? So there's a period of time that I just don't recall. It's just not there. It's fucking weird, man. So that happened. That made it a little bit more complex. This doctor, they did a very fantastic job there. It came out of it. And then this doctor, Dr. Taylor, checked on me quite a bit. before she proceeded to help me with the foot. You know, she wanted to make sure that I was all right and monitoring the blood pressure and my heart rate for a significant time, about an hour. They brought in an X-ray tech to examine the foot with an X-ray to make sure I didn't do any damage to more than just a merely a flesh wound, which is what it is. No foreign body in there. No damage to any of the bone or tendons or anything like that. Thank God for the croc. Thank God for the croc. Had I been doing that in bare feet, this would have been a real problem. It would have been like a foot sandwich cut in half. They were, when I told them that it was a chainsaw, they're like, oh no, because they've seen this before, but they took one look and they go, oh, this isn't nearly as bad as what we thought it was going to be. You're not going to be walking right for a little while, but this isn't as bad as what we thought it was going to be. So then, put the, numbing, you know, deal into the foot, which the shot hurts like fuck, that was bad. And then, numb that fucker up and then, you know, stitch-a-rama going down. At one point, ow! Oh, shit, fuck! She's stitching, and I can feel every bit of that. I go, I need more. She goes, yeah, the foot is a tough bit of tissue, the bottom of the foot here. It got side and bottom both. It hurt like hell. I'm squeezing diets. I go, Jesus, that hurts. Holy shit, put more in. So she did, numbed it up more, and then we were good to go. And that is it. That is all. Those are all of the gory details. Josh says, you could go at it without the shot. No. She put plenty of the numbing in there, but you really got to numb up this portion of the foot. And it was an area of nerve tissue that I could feel it. So I go, stop. She goes, I got a couple more. And I go, yeah, put more in there, please. I don't care if you have to dip the foot in. I need more. Do you still have the croc? Well, yeah. I'm going to wear that fucker. You want me to go get it? Do you want me to go get it? I am going to go get it. Show and tell. Intermission on the Eric Zane Show podcast. How does that sound? Sarah writes, is the saw okay? Any meat chunks, you animal? Stop it. Kenny says, if I had donated and bet Eric does not finish before this happened, I'd be demanding the winnings today. Okay. This is the croc. That's how far it went in. My foot was right near the edge of it. So that's about how far. See how it cut the bottom? That gives you an idea of the level of cut that it went in. That's what my foot looks like. There's plenty of blood inside of this fucker. And by the way, I'm wearing this thing again. This thing is still good. That's how it looks. Josh says, I still can't believe you were using a chainsaw with Crocs. Okay. Well, the boots I have aren't made of steel. And I'm telling you that the croc doesn't fit snug. You know, there's always wiggle room between the outer layer of skin on your foot and the inside of a croc. Had I been wearing a snug shoe, I think that it might have been worse. The question, is there daylight through the croc? Yeah, there's daylight through the croc. Here it is. Here's the cut right here. And, yeah. But I lucked out. I did luck out. So I'm just very, very thankful that I'm not more seriously injured. A little antibiotic, stitch up, recover, get ready for the Disney Marathon coming up in January. Fuck, that was scary. I felt, honestly, not even doing Eric Zane here, doing Eric Zaitunian here, I felt really terrible after that. I felt like that type of risky maneuver, which could have been so much worse, it made me think, wow, I really need to be more cautious. And I feel like this was just luck that this wasn't a horrible, horrible, life-changing injury. And it actually makes me a little bit frightened. It has made me frightened since, you know, like you're laying in bed thinking about what the day brought you. And I was very, very, it just felt like I wasn't in any type of control, you know? Kenny says, did you tell your dad yet? I am not telling my father that this. He will not hear this because the dementia makes him worried beyond belief about everything. Yeah, well, he's worried of whether or not the sun's going to come up. And if I told him that, if he ever sees me with a chainsaw ever again, he's going to be like through the roof. And I just don't want to put him through that, you know? Unless, of course, he pays attention to the podcast. I don't even want to tell Charity Scam Mike. I think I might, but I don't know. I might go up north and see him this coming weekend. This weekend? Yeah, maybe this weekend. All right. Aram says, Josh says, Aram will no doubt be able to write it into a good yarn for Dear Meathead. Now, that's a good idea. Aram, do your best, and we'll read it to him that way. Oh, no. Corey says, well, yeah, but if you can't walk normal, you won't be able to hide it. Make up a story. Twisted my ankle. I was out running and twisted my ankle. Tyler says, is Mike running Disney? You guys could do the makeup race then. I don't know if he is. He's like a millionaire, so maybe he'll make the trip.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.